This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It should be all or none. Either shut down completely or throw caution to the wind. If we're going to open up safely for the economy and for employment, we need to do it in a way that's well thought out and cautious, but nonetheless continue to proceed.
We forget, I think, but we should remember this. This is a war, and this is a wartime president. This is a war against the China virus. And I think what's important is for us to work together in a nonpartisan way.
Thank you, Pete Navarro. Pete Navarro, of course, is a part of the Trump administration, assistant to the president, director of trade and manufacturing policy. Nonpartisan, baby. I think that's what it's all about. And before that, you heard the top doc, Anthony Fauci, director of the NIH. They belly flopped. They rode the waves. They lathered on the suntan lotion and got close. Too close, and so many are paying the price now, and that's why our numbers are so jacked. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining me on the show. If this is your first time, welcome. Here's the deal when we look at the numbers. 3.5 million cases. Want the good stuff first? I'm going to give you the good stuff first. 918,000 people have recovered. The sad number is the 133,000 people who have died. Nobody wants grandma, mom, their son, their daughter, their kid to die. You don't want to die from this thing. So why, oh, why did the idiots in Florida go down and enjoy the beaches I love? And I would love to be there with them, with my nephew, with my nieces, hanging out, riding the waves, being on the paddleboard, kayaking. I love the Sunshine State. I can't get enough of it. For so many reasons, for the play, for the fun, I get it. Governor Ron DeSantis was actually seen with a mask today. I think Mitch McConnell, who is the mask man and is really pushing it, the Senate Majority Leader, called him up. I mean, perhaps. And anyway, he's downplaying the growing outbreak in his state, but saying expanded testing is responsible for more positive test results, of course, and emphasizing that the new infections, as we all are talking about, are among the young people, and they do experience overall the worst effects of the virus. It doesn't mean many haven't died and horrible things haven't happened, but that is true. So on Tuesday, there were 213,794 cases of the coronavirus in Florida. The state is averaging, over the past week, 8,766,000 a day. So it's really been jacked up. Where you get into trouble is when you talk about the ICUs, the intensive care units. So 52 intensive care units across more than a third of the state's counties hit capacity, hit the high level number you don't want to see. And then 17 hospitals ran out of regular beds. DeSantis says, look, we have an abundant capacity, but when we hear negative numbers, it's not good. And then you've got personnel who are like the walking dead. How about those incredible nurses who have been working at Good Samaritan Medical Center in West Palm Beach, 18 hours, not 12, 18 hours, because they're short, especially in the overnight hours. So that's not good because they're exhausted. They're vulnerable. Now, is this a theme that's being played out in many of the other states where some of you are perhaps are listening to me right now? Of course, we know that. By the way, worldwide, when we look at it, 544,000 people have died, 6.42 million tested positive, but more are recovering. So when you look at higher numbers of recovery, always, I say more and more each day are recovering anyway, world numbers, there still are some ridiculous hot spots. And, of course, it's us against the world now. It's the U.S. versus everybody else. So there's some big concerns, and there's some big concerns in Florida. You have the Republican National Convention supposed to take place in Jacksonville next month. What about the safety? Moving from Charlotte now to Jacksonville, and with these cases that are mounting, some concerns, of course, are creeping in. There's still a little bit of time, but not a lot of time. And we know that this can flop in a few different directions, which is, to Anthony Fauci's point, the doc of all in, all out. If we could just go all in, let's kill this sucker. And like Navarro said, forget the politics. That's not a card you have to play here. Let's play, you're part of my team, Team America, USA, USA, versus everybody else. Because, man, they are hating on us and feeling sorry for us because of what's happening and what we have to, what we're dealing with. Lots and lots of famous people naturally are coming down with this, including the Brazilian president, Bolsonaro, 65 years old. He was somebody who was kind of railing against the whole idea of the mask, and he didn't say it was a hoax, but certainly in Brazil they were getting close. He tested positive for COVID-19. He had the cough, the familiar dry cough that we dread. Now when someone coughs, you turn around, you get a wicked stare. It's like what I say, it's the church stare. You know, the people who are hacking in church, it used to be, and you would just stare them down. Or I didn't do that, right? But people did. People, it would be annoying. They'd be trying to listen, whatever. And then finally the person would get up and go to the back of the church or, you know, take care of whatever the cough was. Now, now you cough. Duck is what I say. Just duck, especially what we're hearing about particles, right? How about Caesars Entertainment? They told their employees in an email Monday they could be fired for not wearing a face mask. Wear it. Or Slots of Fun is not where you're going to be playing anymore. You are out. We talk about Arizona. I just want to give them a big virtual hug. I love my peeps in Arizona. I was thinking today I would have been on a visit through Arizona. I would have gone to Tucson. I would have gone to Phoenix. And I would have gone to a couple of other places that I love in Arizona. But Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego said FEMA denied multiple requests for a mega COVID-19 testing site, but they've done that in other cities too, so they're not picking on Arizona. That's pretty much what the status quo is now at this point. So you heard my number. More than 3 million confirmed cases. That's not a surprise. We knew they were going to climb. I didn't say the amount of cases across the world, but that's 11.6 million. I told you about, obviously, the deaths. And, you know, we look at some of the repercussions of this. Mike DeWine, the Ohio governor, announced the state's going to require masks in 7 counties where the novel coronavirus is spreading like wildfire. And that kicks in at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the evening, because he's saying, we're seeing a serious situation. We got to take action. Are you taking action? Mask on, mask off, our unofficial poll. You can hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. The sad war zones in the U.S., where are they, and how do we shut them down?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
I'm a mom, and I can only imagine the level of heartbreak and sorrow that these mothers and fathers and grandparents and neighbors are feeling for the loss of life, particularly the loss of our children. We have got to do better.
All right, so, you know, you heard there the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot. I talked to my cousin today in Chicago about what it was like, and, of course, it's crazy when we talk about war zones. Chicago had 24 shootings, 5 murders in one weekend, 19 people shot, 4 fatally Monday, and that was following a very violent July 4th weekend. 6 kids killed by gun violence across the nation throughout, you know, for the holiday. It's ridiculous. The numbers just keep adding up. And what a horrible gun violence spike in our third largest city. And when you think of kids, kids are not fair game. Kids should not be in the middle of this. It should be disgusting, despicable, and unacceptable. I don't care what the background is, what your ethnic background is, where you live, any of that, that should be sacrosanct. You don't touch a baby. And how does this happen? For complete and utter disregard for human life, not giving a damn where the bullets fly, not caring. But this is nothing new. I mean, murders, shootings, homicides, all of the increases that we're seeing. And this particular weekend, this holiday weekend, was one of the worst. When you look at how many people died in Chicago in 2017, the number of homicides fell to 653. And then 561 in 2018, and now we're seeing things are shooting back up in the wrong direction. So the question becomes, what is the answer? And I said that, the war zones. And it's not just Chicago. I mean, that's our third largest city. You heard Lightfoot there, who's furious about that and should be. And then we saw what happened in Atlanta. My God, Atlanta is so bad that you had to call in, you know, the governor Kemp steps in, and he's calling out the mayor because of what's happening there, and is called up the National Guard. You know, and the mayor of Atlanta said it's got to stop. Having an 8-year-old girl killed just for no reason, being caught in the crossfire, is unacceptable. Unacceptable. You know, as her mother said, the mother of this 8-year-old girl, you killed your own. You killed your own this time. You killed a child. She didn't do nothing to nobody. An armed group stopped her family's car nearby. I mean, it rocked the city. The unrest is scary and has led to the fact that it's not just the police that are down there watching, trying to pace what's happening. It's now the National Guard. Enough is enough. And you have a frustrated mayor. And this mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, who is COVID-19 positive and announced that, talked about the sentiment that we're seeing in other parts of the country is too many children are dying. And the reality is that there are members of the community shooting each other. Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Philly, my hometown. I grew up 15 minutes from downtown. 30% more murders this year compared with 2019. And the year is on track to be the worst since 2007, when they had an epidemic of gun violence. Is everybody going to have to call up the National Guard to protect people? And you can only protect so many. You can only call up so many National Guard. So sad when you hear these stories. A 4-year-old boy in St. Louis County, Missouri, dies from a gunshot wound to the head on Saturday. He might have been hit by a stray bullet. Breonna Giles, 8 years old, killed in a shooting at a mall in Alabama outside of Birmingham. She was a rising third grader, a star, smart kid, big dreams, wanted to be in the music industry, gone. Natalie Wallace, 7, shot playing outside her grandmother's house in Chicago. She was one of the 9 kids who was killed since June 20th because they've had the flare-up in the last couple of weeks. Who pays the price for this? In fact, families so distraught. The city announces a $10,000 reward. Family pleading for anyone who can identify the shooters. Anyone. Where does it end? How does it stop? Somebody has to stand up. And words don't seem to matter, and they should matter. They should matter. Nobody wants to see this happen with kids. Nobody wants to see people be afraid of what could happen when they're driving down the street. Enough is enough. It has to stop. Defunding the police is not the answer. Diverting funds and shoring up communities and having conversations is part of the answer. It's like a Molotov cocktail going off every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes. There has to be a case for humanity. There has to be a case for the value of human life. One of the things that really tore me up when 9/11 happened, because I had gotten my dream job and I was working at the biggest station in New York, and 5 months later, 9/11 happens, and what really, really just burned me up is the fact that the terrorists could care less about human life. They didn't care, right? Whatever, the 7 virgins, whatever the reasons, all crummy, lousy reasons hiding behind religion and killing so many innocent people. no value on human life. Where's the humanity? We are so much better than this. So much better than to have people clutching their children worried. They don't have money. They can't get out. They're trying. They're juggling jobs. Ooh, they lost some jobs because of the pandemic. Just going down the street, but not returning with their 8-year-old, their 7-year-old, their 5-year-old. It doesn't matter the age. Nobody should fear that. Nobody should feel that crush in their heart that you never, never, ever, ever get over. How do you get over that? There is no getting over it. It's always there. It's always nagging at you. So here we are, battling a pandemic, battling so much else. We're at the crossroads of what could be incredible change and innovation and a surge economically eventually if we can work together and get through this. But killing innocent kids, killing each other, oh no. That just makes us take a step backwards. That just breaks hearts and souls and challenges so many of us when we see that we are so deep in the middle of this. How can anyone think of destroying families that way? I can't imagine what any of those families are going through. I can't. I can't imagine what that's like. You know, I liken it in a different way to a couple of months ago with George Floyd. When we all watched, and of course his life was choked out of him, and it was shocking and horrible and unbearable. Then to see his gorgeous little girl, sans a father, that she won't grow up with because he was needlessly killed. We love our democracy, don't we? We don't want our democracy to die in the dark. We don't want to play for that other team. That's why we are all in this together. We still are all in this together. And I say moving forward, we value those lives and honor those lives even more and put our stake in the ground of no more. This isn't going to happen anymore. It has to stop. What is the answer? Communication. More conversation, without a doubt. Max in West Virginia says, crush, curse, or hide the statues. My response next in the mailbag.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
FBI Director Christopher Wray warned Americans that the Chinese government's theft of American information is taking place on such a large scale, suspected incidents make up more than half of his bureau's counterintelligence cases.
There's no country that presents a broader, more comprehensive threat to America's innovation, to our economic security, and to our democratic ideas than China does. Just to give you some context for that, the FBI has over 2,000 active investigations that trace back to the government of China.
Speaking at an event hosted by the Hudson Institute in D.C., Ray said that Chinese thefts amount to the largest transfer of wealth in human history and that Americans are the victims. He said if you're an American adult, it's most likely that China has stolen your personal data. This is USA Radio News. The top U.S. general for the Middle East said that the intelligence suggesting Russia may have paid Taliban militants to kill American troops in Afghanistan was worrisome, but he's not convinced that any bounties resulted in United States military deaths. General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command, said the U.S. did not increase force protection measures in Afghanistan as a result of the information, although he asked his intelligence staff to dig into the matter more. In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories. Levi's had to temporarily close their stores due to the virus. Many of the department stores that sell its jeans were also closed. Levi Strauss & Company said the second quarter revenue sank by 62%. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
That's my ode to James Gandolfini. Remember Tony Soprano? Oof, I couldn't get enough of that Soprano show. I know. People always give me a hassle about, oh, it's so violent. And yes, there was gratuitous violence in it. There's no question about it. Anyway, Max in West Virginia is first up in the mailbag, and he said this in what he wrote me. Kate, 150 statues, give or take, have been torn down by protesters or removed for safekeeping somewhere hidden since the death of George Floyd. I understand some of the statues are ugly reminders, should have probably been taken down before. We've changed, we've evolved. Okay, that makes sense, but it seems like every statue is being debated, and I'm kind of on the fence. I can't imagine if my great-great-grandmother was beaten and was abused by a slave owner, it would infuriate me, and having that legacy and hearing the stories, I completely understand. It makes sense. But at the same time, I wonder where that line gets drawn and who ultimately is the decision maker on that. What say you? You know, it's tough. I mean, here's the thing. It is a reminder of some of the statues are a reminder of what happened in slave times, which was unacceptable, outrageous, you know, whatever words you want to fill in, and what we've read, what we know. I mean, I grew up in an area where there was an underground railroad, and I had a friend whose family had a big horse farm. And when I met Holly, she told me, and it was, the farm was Holly Ravine Farm. And it was it wasn't too far, actually, from my own house. And I remember going to see her for the first time, seeing the horse farm, and they told me all the stories and showed me where the railroad was, where people were hidden when they came up to the Northeast. And thinking about that and thinking about some of what, people, human beings, went through, of course, was horrific. So, yes, there are some people that we have on statues that the statue shouldn't be up or should be put somewhere in some museum of horrible things that happened and people we want to forget. I mean, seriously, of course, and we know who they are. We can make a list. And who are those that are on the line? So it's interesting because now there's a push to get rid of Jefferson. And then you think of Jefferson and the things that Jefferson did to help the nation. But then you find out that it's clear and it's in writings and it's listed that the third president of the United States enslaved more than 600 people in his lifetime. And, of course, fathered four children with Sally Hemings, a slave who was a teenager when she had his first child. And then some could argue, well, that was a different time and it's a slippery slope and he treated people kindly and gave them livings and da 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 da. But the word slave is a slave is a slave. So, I mean, we're stuck at a junction where something has to be decided. The president said there would be a garden, a memorial, a war memorial thing. I think with some of the statues, that really is what's going to happen. Confederate statues are in a completely separate category from some of the others because of what they commemorate. There is an eeny, meeny, miny, moe thing here. Being careful and deliberate about which ones go and which ones stay because of their historical milestone is to be decided, I suppose, but who decides that? Because the protesters are certainly looking at nasty narratives and pulling down people that have a nasty history in their background. So the argument is one that I've never seen come to this point. We've had these discussions or seen these discussions before, especially with like Christopher Columbus. But at the end of June, Hofstra University said it was moving a statue of Thomas Jefferson from the campus thoroughfare at the entrance of their student center to the outside of a museum close by. And they said, this is a piece of history. We're putting this, contextualizing this history to continue while the statue is not in plain sight. It is out of the way of the community that wants to avoid it. Is that the answer? Is the answer to not put some of them in those public spaces to move them to what they're calling a less prominent spot? In some cases, I think that might be the answer. And that's what probably is going to happen. But trying to figure out where that line is a tricky, not on some it's plain as day and so easy, and most of those statues are gone. There's been so many arguments about Christopher Columbus that it's not shocking that you see that his statue is getting defaced and removed and everything else. It may be that what happened with Tom Jefferson at Hofstra is what happens with others that would be on that line of historical versus not as heinous as others when you're making a list. Wow. Very interesting. I can't make that line right now. I can make a clear line with some, and most of them are already gone, and I don't think there's any raging debate. But what about towns that are named after Confederate generals? For example, in Texas, there's a town that a lot of people come to. It's a sleepy, cute, artsy, craftsy, I call it, kind of town, a small town. It's called Granbury, and it's named after a Confederate general. Is the town renamed? The general has a statue. There's a statue of the general, and it's about 35 miles outside of Fort Worth, Texas. And there hasn't been a lot of discussion yet about that one. All right, quickly, I'm not getting anyone else in, so let's move on to that. Let's move on to this one from Joe, who says, Kate, face masks, I agree with you. Just wear the damn things. I don't see what the big deal is. I understand the beginning, and I get that it's sucky, and, you know, do we really want to have to do this? Of course not. But if it is making a difference, and if enough people around you wore it, and you're in a store, or you're somehow someone bumps up close to you, wouldn't it be more comfortable to realize, okay, those droplets can't fly through, even if somebody gets excited about something, so it's much safer for everyone. If it makes us safer, it ends the chaotic talk and conversation over these masks. I say do it. Let's see if we can just, as you say, crush this virus, get that vaccine, and move on from this and get back to our lives and get the economy really going again. I know so many people who are out of work. It is so, so sad. I'm going to hang on to that thought for a second. I have this one from Larry. And Larry says, Kate, I am sending you this email from Portland. You wouldn't believe the amount of friends that I have who are professionals. Some of my friends are blue-collar kind of dudes. Some are white-collar. I don't discriminate. I have friends that are friends. And so when I say I don't discriminate, it doesn't matter what they do for a living, except for that my friends, many of them, are suffering because they have families to feed and their jobs have been completely frozen or cut in half. And guess what? When the mortgage is due, when you got to pay the electricity, when you got to pay the car payment, when you have to make a school payment, yeah, you might get a little grace and space, as you said one night, but they're not giving it to you for free. How do you make ends meet? And it's not like you can have some pickup job. That's the difference. There are some jobs that are opening up, but not like we've seen in the past, because you can't just get out and go out to some of these places you might have gone to pick up a job. And, in fact, your job probably would have been safe. Yeah, you know what? And it goes along with what previously was said. It's so, so tough. So, for example, the state fair is a big deal in Texas, and there's a giant hot dog stand. They do the corn dogs and all that kind of stuff. And that stand would generate most of their money, like something like $4 million in that 25 days. That's gone. So all those people who normally work there, that would feed their kids, give them some tuition, whatever it is, poof, gone. Hundreds and hundreds of people in that situation. And this is what we keep seeing as the dominoes fall. So, yes, this is the problem. Economically, we need to get moving. Economically, we know that so goes the economy, so goes so much else, including the way people feel about themselves and the morale crusher that it is. But if we have dangers from the virus and more cases, whether the cases just keep popping up because there's more tests and the death toll stays pretty relatively where it is and crawls up slower. I mean, I still say a death is a death. There's no question. But the bottom line is retailers won't be able to open when you've got a hot spot because too many people are getting confirmed cases. So there's no differentiating. Well, there's all these confirmed cases, but there are not as many deaths. So, yeah, they're just going to quarantine at home and it'll be okay. No, there's no okay. If the pandemic is at that point where too much is closed and governors have had to roll back what was reopening, well, those jobs, that's the problem, and everybody can't work from home. Although more and more people are finding ways to do that. I mean, that's the answer. What can you do remotely? That's why innovation is so important. Trying to reimagine, reboot, and rebuild some of what we could be able to do. All right, the tax man is knocking at all of our doors. Have you done yours? Getting an extension? Sharpening the pencils? Did I do mine? We'll see. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
They say everybody's got different problems. Well, maybe so, but I've got a song about one problem that every one of us have, and that's taxes. Well, this song's about what it's like after taxes. I feel so good come payday. I think of all the things I'm gonna buy when I pick up my pay. Don't you know? Then they hand me that little brown envelope. I peep inside and Lord, I lose all hope. 'Cause from them total wages earned down to that net amount that's due, I feel a painful sense of loss between the two. There goes that bracelet for her arm. There goes that.
Ah, you gotta love it. The tax man comes calling. 15th is the due date. Did you forget about it? Yeah, remember April? We were in the thick of COVID-19 and got that extension, all of us basically, that we went from April 15th to July 15th. So now it's about processing. Of course, if you got money back, I guarantee you already processed your paperwork. You already did your taxes. Kate Delaney, if you just tuned in. So what do you think, America and beyond? Did I do my taxes yet? Did I file for an extension? And am I frantically finding my pencils? And I'm going to stay up very late on the 14th. After I get off the air and figure out my tax situation, let's bring in Eric, the technical maestro for this version of the show, and see what he thinks. What do you think, Eric? Do you think I've done my taxes? I'm waiting to do it. I'm filing for an extension. What do you think?
I think you are waiting to do it.
That would be wrong. Can I please get an applause? We do have that live audience, right? I believe that we suckered them into coming into the studio. Social distancing, wearing masks. If you get some pizza, I think. Sparing no expense for this show. Woo-hoo! Yes, I feel like I should get some applause. I did do my taxes. I have this fabulous accountant. He wore a mask. I wore a mask. He loves it when I, you know, come and visit his office, not being masked, but we had to do that. And we went through and did the normal tax thing that we do and put it together, and that was it. So I have done it, but I just did it on Monday. So I feel pretty good about that. That's a little bit of procrastination, I suppose, but not at the last second. So how about you?
I haven't done them yet.
Oh, are you doing them? You're doing them yourself, right? You're not doing it. Are you doing it like a TurboTax or just doing it? What are you doing?
Yeah, probably TurboTax.
TurboTax. We did TurboTax once, and we had all kinds of mistakes on it. So that was the end of TurboTax for us. Then, tell me if anybody out there can probably relate to this. You know, Eric, when you have to get some kind of service, whether it's your car has to get fixed, or you're buying a new guitar, or you're doing whatever, you start to ask people, you know, hey, got any great suggestions, any recommendations? You know, plumber, I got a plumbing problem. And I got some great recommendations, went with this one accountant, and he messed up the taxes so bad that we had to change one of our numbers for our Social Security, you know, when you file it, because he messed up our number, it got hacked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was a good recommendation. And now the guy that I have he's great. His name is Gary. And Gary is golden. Gary would love this song. He would love that song you played, the Johnny Cash song. Absolutely.
Nice.
Cool. So are you going to be doing yours on the 14th?
I'm not sure. I was trying to get them done this week, but I was planning on going with, I usually go with TurboTax, but I was planning on going with like H&R Block or something, but I just didn't get around to it. So what do you recommend? Just like shopping around for the right person?
I think, yours shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, I know you probably had some freelance from before and stuff, but if you can do it yourself, I'd say do it yourself if it's easy. If not, I mean, I actually did H&R Block back in the day when I had just a straight working for CVS, working for NBC, whoever, and I actually had a 401k, and I was actually getting paid by, you know, the Peacock Network or whoever. I went to one of the H&R Block people and found someone I liked, and it worked.
All right.
Yeah, so it's if you feel better to have somebody else do it, then you do that. Like, then go for it. If it's easy numbers and you don't have to, it's not a big hassle, you don't have a lot of crazy things to put in, then do it yourself.
Would you rather do TurboTax or H&R Block?
Well, remember I said we had the problem with TurboTax, but that's because we, of course, waited till the last second. And then there were things we didn't understand. Like, if you did it over the weekend where you had more time to breathe and you could look at it, I would say TurboTax. They've really streamlined it. You could do Turbo.
And it would be, I was under the impression that TurboTax was cheaper. Like, you would save money, I don't know.
Yeah, TurboTax. How much does TurboTax cost? It is pretty good. Like, you can get there's even a free edition. They have a deluxe edition, and it's something like, it's less than $100, I know for sure. So yours, that would be a simple, easy return for you, I think.
Okay, yeah, because I've never...
Yeah, definitely cheaper, because H&R Block would be like $300, $400.
Oh, screw that.
Screw that. I see you get the real reaction here, people. And I know some people are listening, and they have to do this.
Yeah, so that you helped me decide there. definitely do
Turbo.
It myself. Yeah.
Turbo, because yours will be easy. And especially now, they've refined it since it was, whatever, 8 years ago when we used TurboTax, so I would feel comfortable doing that. Hey, you know somebody who doesn't have to worry about his taxes, because he probably doesn't, one, have to pay very many, because he has all kinds of tax loopholes and incredible lawyers who handle all of it. That would be the richest man in the world. Do you know who the richest man in the world is?
Bill Gates? No, just kidding.
That's a good guess. No, that's a good guess. It was Bill Gates at one point, or Warren Buffett, but of course, Jeff Bezos, Amazon. How many brown boxes are getting delivered all over to everyone, to people you know who never even ordered before because of the pandemic? So on Monday, Amazon stock broke the 3,000 per share market for the first time ever. 3,000 a share, that's what it is. So you got to have some money even now to buy the Amazon stock. It would have been great to buy that when it was nothing. But they have so many services. I mean, Amazon's on its way to becoming the first $1 trillion, $2 trillion U.S. company. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, and they're hiring, aren't they?
They're hiring. Of course, they need people, all these delivery services.
Yeah.
To the people, that's all you see, is, like I said, is those brown boxes. If you need something, a piece of equipment, if you need a bolt for something, if you need something for your car, I mean, they have it. You can comparison price everything, but you can get a better deal on Amazon, and that's why he's smart. He capitalized, no matter what anyone thinks of Jeff Bezos, he capitalized on, see, that's innovation, and he thought of it. Because he started off with books and then quickly realized what consumers wanted, and he figured out how to do it, and he morphed into that.
Mm.
That's what you need to do. You need to be like Jeff Bezos, but just friendlier, right?
Yeah. Is he mean?
His reputation is eh. But that could be because some people like him. This is people removed from him that I know, and some people are like, eh, Jeff Bezos. But that's because once you become big or bigger than life, then you become a target.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta watch that. One day when you become a target, remember we had this conversation.
You gotta stay down to earth.
Stay down to earth, baby. Alright, get those taxes done.
Keep it real.
Keep it real. That's it. That's right. Keep it real is the key thing. There's no question about that. Quickly, something that I came across that's interesting. We've seen these mass tirades, you know, where people are freaking out about the mask. They had the Trader Joe incident. We had the incident at Costco. We've had more of that happening at some grocery stores. We had the woman in Target who said she was wearing a $40,000 Rolex watch. We had a guest ransack the mask display at one of the stores, Target said, over the weekend. I mean, listen, this is what you do. You put up the sign where it's like no shirt, no shoes, no service. No shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. Boom. I just came up with it. How easy is that? Hashtag get real. It's not that hard, America. Come on. Big shout out to my man, Mo Flam. See you again. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.